Charges against Chuck Kwala in connection with the caucus scandal haven't been filed yet, but we know they're expected because his lawyers tried to get the formal prosecution against the senator derailed in the 11th hour. Kwala's lawyer, Patrick Knight, went to court asking for a temporary restraining order against proceeding with charging. Knight claims Milwaukee County DA E. Michael McCann has a conflict of interest. Knight says DA McCann lobbied Senator Kwala on a bill that failed. He claims the DA's prosecution against the senator is payback.
All we want is an element of fundamental fairness. Let us proceed with a hearing on the issue. What is it that they are afraid of? We have presented ample factual evidence to this court with regard to the direct nature of the conflict. You will not find another case in the history of Wisconsin in which there is a more direct professional and financial and personal conflict than in this situation.
Milwaukee prosecutors gave Kwala the heads up late last week that charges were in fact coming. Assistant DA David Feiss says the senator's time is up.
This is a desperate attempt by a desperate plaintiff to avoid public reckoning or serious allegations of public misconduct. And this court should step out of the way and allow that process to go forward.
Word that charges were imminent went public when Kwala's conflict of interest case went to court. The John Doe judge's order finding probable cause for Milwaukee prosecutors to file their criminal complaint against Kwala became part of the open file. The judge hearing the conflict of interest case rejected a temporary restraining order and told the prosecutors they're good to go. Charges are expected against Kwala and his chief of staff as early as Thursday. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.